type of an avera is a kishuf, type of a magician that you do mechashiv that you chayiv misa for. If you're bal oiv, what's the bal oiv? Ze pitum. That's the type of a kishuf called pitum hamedabe mishechiv, that he talks through his armpits. He takes up a mace and he brings the mace that talks through his armpit. That's the avoid. That's this avera of bal oiv. What's for yiduni? He takes a special type of a bone that comes from a chaya called doini, and he puts it into his mouth, and it could talk through its mouth. Somebody does these two type of things. If either one is chaya skila, if somebody comes to ask the person for advice, like you want to know the future, so you come to a baal oy, somebody that has this power, and you ask him, what's going to be my future? So you should not be azara. The person that asks the questions, he's only over love. But the one that's chayes kilo is the oiv, the person himself that's doing this, whether it's oiv or whether it's yudaini.
But they
have
to do it here with the bone?
Now the one says, I'll come over here now, Mishnah, tiktoni bal oiv v'yudaini. It says both. It says bal oiv, that's one type of mechashev, and v'yudaini. Or Mishnah gabi krisis, in the Mishnah mesech the krisis, when it speaks out all the chayev krisis over there, tiktoni bal oiv, it only says the avera of oiv. That's the one that puts the mouth on, that puts the bone or the power under his armpits. V'shayra yudoini, that does not bring down there the avera of yudoini, where it brings the power into his mouth and it talks through his mouth. How come? So Rabbi Yechon, Omar, hoyel u'shneim b'lav echad nemru. Since there's only one lav for both of these two, so therefore if you do them both together, you only chayiv one krisis. You only chayiv one time a korban. So therefore the Mishnah there does not bring it down. There the Mishnah in Krisus wants to say all the different type of Chayv Krisus that the different Kabbonis you will have to bring if you do them all. So since Oiv and Yudoni, we learn now from the same post, there's only one Lav, so if Yechon holds, what's Mechalik, the Chatois, is the Lav. Rashi says, Her Lishneim B'Lav Echon Emru, B'Lav Tiyaltifnu Elo Oivois V'il HaYudonim. There's only one Lav. That Rabbi Yechon holds, what makes it a separate chatis? It has a separate lav. Here that oiv and yudoni is from the same pasuk al tifnu elo oivois, but al yudonim. So therefore, the Mishnah only says one time there. That's Rabbi Yechon in Steretz. Resh Lakish Omar yudoni lefi shein by maisa. He has no. The reason why you potter from a chatis is because yudoni is not called an action. All you're doing is you're putting a bone into your mouth, and the bone talks. It's not even you talking. You're not even doing an akimas vasayim. You're not doing anything, the mechashev. He has this power that the bone is what's talking. So Shlokas Hol, that's why you put it from the korban. So if only by oiv, we'll soon say, oiv, there you have to move your arm. So since you're moving your arm, it's called you're doing an action. But by yidoni, that the bone talks by itself, you put it from korban. Elmer says, Reb Yechanan, Maishna Baal Loiv Dinokat, Mishon the Posvach Vekro. So according to Reb Yechanan, that the Mishnah there only says one, because you only have one Chatis. How come it picks Baal Loiv? Why didn't it say Baal Yudoni? The answer is because the Posvach starts off with Oiv. So therefore the Mishnah there says the first one of the two. Resh Lakish might time now. Resh Lakish is very good though. Resh Lakish holds that a Yudoni is not an action, therefore you put it from a Chatis. Mashenkein Oiv, and there is a Maisa to it. Another one says, Resh Lakish, my time with Rabbi Yechanan. How come Resh Lakish not holding Rabbi Yechanan? He says it's only one chiyuv chatis. Mashma Resh Lakish holds there are two chatoyis. How come? Rapport hold chaluk and hein b'misa. Since the Torah says twice, it says two times the chiyuv misa there, so that's mechalik. Resh Lakish holds for that alone. If you do in b'shegeg, you chayiv two chatoyis. Since it says a special chiyuv misa by oiv and by special one by yidoni. Since there are two misses, that's mechalik. Rabbi Yechanan's no. Rabbi Yechanan chaluka de lav shmo chaluka de misa loy shmo chaluka. Rabbi Yechanan, what makes you have a chiv two chatois if the Torah gives two separate lavs? But if there's only one lav by oiv yidoin, there's only one lav in the Torah. Al tifnu, don't turn towards them. Even though the Torah says twice they'll get misa, that's machlokes. Rabbi Yechanan Resh Lakish, would you be chayiv two chatois or one chatis? Yechon says Yoni Chayiv. One, if it's Lokas at hold, Yechayiv two. Now, that's the reason, that's the Machlokas of Yechon and Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yechon and my time, Liyamak Resh Lakish, why doesn't he say like Resh Lakish? It's the difference. that Oiv has a mice an action to it, and Yidoni has no action to it. Omalach Rav Yochanan says, Mas Nitzan decreases Rabbi Kivi. I'll tell you no, the mission increases goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Yom of the Rabbi Kiva Shita is, Loi Din and Maisa. That in order to Chayiv Chatis, you don't have to have a Maisa. Even though you do a Lav, as long as this Lav, the Maisa, is Chayiv Chorus, if you do it, Peshoigig, you Chayiv a Korban, even though you do not have a Maisa. That's Rabbi Kiva Svara. The Yom, yeah. Now, Rish Lakish, Lakish says no. Nehi de loy boy Rabbi Kiva Maisa Rabba. True, Rabbi Kiva does not need a big action, but Maisa Zutta boy, but a small action I call upon him he has to have. Rashi says, we had before, yeah. Rashi says, Rabbi Kiva, the Kochosh of Megadif. He holds Megadif, cursing Hashem is one of the Chayiv Krisis that you get a Chayiv Chatis. Polygraph and Rabban argue on Rabbi Kiva, the Megadif. Bishum Diyim by Maisa. The Rabbanim say no. If you Megad, if you curse Hashem b'Shegeg, you put it from the Chatis, because it's not called a Maisa. Hilchah Rabbi Kiva Mechayiv Alev Loishara. Because Rabbi Kiva Yechayiv. That's what Rabbi Yechon held. Rish Lakish says no. Nehid, even though according to Rabbi Kiva you don't need a Maisa Rabba, but a Maisa Zut you need. There's Megadif, my Maisa. What type of a Maisa is it by Megadif where you're cursing Hashem? Aki Masavosa of every Maisa. That I call upon him. You're moving your mouth. Since he's moving his mouth, that's called an action. That at least this type of an action you need to chayav chatas kontra b'kiva. You're moving your lips back and forth when you talk. That's called a maisa kontra b'kiva. Avi Yudoni Rashi says afilu akimas v'sayin leka. But by Yudoni, there's no action at all. You do not move your lips back and forth. It's the bone that's talking. He put a bone in his mouth, and the bone itself is talking. Therefore, Shlaka says, for Yidoini, you'll be potter from a chatis. But Oiv, there you have to move your arms, for that it's called an action. For the Mara Bal Oiv, my Sika, even by the Oiv, the Chur, it's not you just talking, you also have the Mason talking. So what action is there by Bal Oiv? So there it says, HaKoshas Royosat Havi Maisa. You have to keep on moving your arm back and forth. That makes the mace talk. Bal Oiv is also, you bring up a mace between your armpits, and he doesn't talk by himself. You have to move your arm. So therefore, according to Rish Lakish, that's called an action. That according to Rabbi Kiva, you chay the chatis because you're doing a maisa. Mashenken, Yidoni, there's no action at all from you. It's just the bone itself is talking. That's why the Mishnah increases does not bring down Yidoni. They be potter from the chatis. Even according to Rabbanim, you want to say this for now. That Rish Lakish says that's called a maisa, like there's a question. Rashi says, but to me, a klima, me the life polygrabon, the life hosra, melodomagadis, our bal oiv moidom. It's a question. Over there, the Rabbanim, they only argue on Megadif. The Rabbanim say Megadif is not called a maisa. When you only curse Hashem, it's only a dibur, that's not called an action. But on the Mishnah there that says oiv, the Rabbanim do not argue. The question is why? What kind of an action is oiv? Just moving your arms, that should not be considered a maisa. For a Tanya we learned, a nechayev elu adav sheish per maisa, that Rabbanan say, you know when you chayev a chatis, only if you do an aveira that has an action to it. Kigurin, what type of an action? Zivuach, we yeshech the korban. Kitor, you burn the service. Benisach, you pour the wine. Vishtachavot, you bow down. So mashmud Rabban hold, you have to have a big action. So it's a kasha then. Bal oiv also doesn't have a big action. The young Rashlaka says, man tano hishtachavot. Who's the man that says the shtachva bowing down is called an action? Rabbi Kivi, the yom aloy bina maisa. That he holds, you don't have to have an action. Rashi Rabbi, you don't have to have a big action. Ava maisa zuta, but a small one you have to have. So what's called a small action? Bowing down. So b'zayin l'churat zakasha. Then oiv, why does the Mishnah Stam say they yichayi by oiv? It's not called an action. It's more like this. Rabbi Yechonin says, even if you want to say the Mishnah goes according to Rabbanin, Kfifas Kaimosa Le Rabbanin Hevi Maisa. Rabbi Yechon says no, bowing down, that is called a big action. Hishtachavoya, bowing down, yes, that's a big action, that's why you chayim. So we ask the question now, Hashtel Le Rish Lakish, now according to Rish Lakish, Kfifas Kaimosa Le Rabbanin Hevi Maisa. Rish Lakish says no, that Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that according to Rabbi Kiva, Hishtachavoya, bowing down is called an action.
But according to the Rabbanan Shita, even bowing down is not called a big action. That's not a big maisa to be chayiv. If so, according to Rish Lakish, Hakoshas Royosef the Baal Oiv, heavy maisa, why did the Rabbanan agree to the Mishnah the increases? Why by Baal Oiv are you chayiv a korban? You're not doing an action. It's the mace that's talking. True, you're moving your arms, but that should not be called a bigger action than bowing down. If according to Rish Lakish, bowing down according to the Rabbanan Yepoto, so why moving your arms are you chayiv? Tomorrow says true. Ki kamer Rish Lakish namad Rabbi Kiva and Echnami. Rish Lakish only meant to say that mission over there that says Baal Oiv, Yechayiv Echatis, only goes according to Rabbi Kiva. That holds a maisa zuta, small action is enough, like moving your lips, so therefore moving your arms is also enough. Avol the Rabbanan, but Rish Lakish learns according to the Rabbanan that you have to have a big action, like they will hold that by Baal Oiv, if somebody does this kishuf of Oiv, he'll be potter from Echayiv Echatis. The Yachi is so, what do we only say over there? Yotzim Megadiv, or Baal Oiv Miboylai. It should have said two things go out of the Mishnah. That not only Megadiv is the potter from the Korban, but even Baal Oiv also. So, Chorus Lulu Bakasha. So, Luchur, since it doesn't take out Oiv, Mashm Oiv, the Rabbanan there argue only on Megadiv. But by Oiv, they admit that Yechai Vechatis. The question is why? Why did the Rabbanan agree by Oiv? Where's the action? What are you doing? Elul the Gemara says, Amar Ulula says like this, the Maktir L'Sheit, I tell you, you know what Oiv is, where you are Maktir, you're shechting an animal to a shade, that's what Oiv is. Rashi says, Mishani, the Maktir L'Sheit, Einoi Maktir L'Sheim Elohus, you're not shechting this animal L'Sheim Avoy Dezori, you're not accepting it for a God, Eloi Dei HaKtorah, but by burning this, Nasa Mechashefus, L'Chavra Shedun L'Kan, that's your power to make kishuf, that you bring together the demons here, and now you can do your kishuf. That's what Oiv is. Oiv has to first do an action. The Maktel Hashed, he has to burn something to get the Shedim together, and then he can do this action of Oiv. So that's why Oiv is called the big action. You have to first burn something. Oh, Malay Ravo, Maktel Hashed, if you're really burning Keteris light to a Shed, Oiv Eid Avos Gechavimu. You're worshipping Avoy Dezara. The Havimina is, you're doing it the shame of Avodah Zarah, to worship him as a god. So you should be chayif, you're being oivet Avodah Zarah. Ela rather, Omar Rovo, b'makti l'chavir. You're not really burning the fire l'shem a god, but rather only l'chavir means to bring them together. The Rashi says, this Rashi is a Mashani, b'makti l'chavir. Ein le'mak l'shem aluhus. You're not burning now l'shem a god, to accept him to be your god. Elai de'aktorah nasa mechashefus. But because you're burning this fire now, that gives you the power, lechaber hashedim lekan, to bring all the demons together here, and when you have all the demons together, then you have your power to do kishuf. So that's what a Baal Oiv is. A Baal Oiv first has to burn keteris, has to burn something, that's a big action, and by burning these things, you bring together the shedim, and that gives you the power to do the kishuf. So therefore it's good why the Rabbanan agree, yechayev echatis, because it's called the maisa rabba, you do a big action here.
Does he talk
from under
his arm that way too?
Yeah. Well, later, after they all come to him, then he has his power, he brings up the mace, and we'll soon see. And they talk of here. From under his arm. Omalei Abaya. Hamakteh lechaver choyver. Chover who? So you say, Omalei Abaya. Hamakteh lechaver choyver. Rashi says, choyver, chover who? V'yeinu elu balav. Now, if you're only burning the fire just to gather the demons together, that's only a lav. Chover who? In Vatay Ramra Chayver Zebeskila, so that can't be the pshat over here. Because Vatay Ramra Chayver could go in Zebeskila till the Tiritzu. Meyachas Shemechabras Hashedim Meizit. In other words, if you just bring demons together, that's only a lav, true. But over here, you know why you chayes skila? Because you're doing more than just that. Here, by burning this fire, you have your power. You're bringing the demons together for Meizit. Omer Torah Shebeskila. Because Doinay Chayev Misa. She goes to maybe carbon. The Chiyomer, when does her say Choy v'Chover anyway about Zoro? Zer Mechaba Chayis v'Hemus. The Choshim v'Akrovim l'mokam Echad. Adel Choshim. When is it only allowed Choy v'Chover gathering together? That's animals. If you make a fire and you have a power to gather animals together, it's also a type of a kishuf, but on that you're only Chayiv allowed. Over here that the fire is bringing the demons together, they're bringing Shedim together, that's a bigger power. But this power, Yechayis Kilo. Tana Rabban, well like this. Choy v'chover, if you gather things together, It means through your kishrif you gather animals together. This is the lav. Echad chav agod, when you gather big animals together, Rashi's chayes sebehemus gedelos. The echad chav akotim, when you have the power to gather small shkotzim and remoshim together. The afilu nechoshim v'akrovim, even snakes and scorpions. If you bring them together, you're over lav. Omer Abaye, Hilkach therefore mandit somid tzibur v'akrovim, someone that gathers together or locks up, or somebody locks up or these snakes. Even though his kavanah is, his intentions is that the scorpion should not hurt anybody, still also it's not fair to do it. If he's doing it with this type of a kishuf that he's gathering together these snakes, still it's also. But Rashi says the kugain though shein rots nachir. We're talking about that right now. The snake is not running after you. Shein kam mishum pekuach nefesh. You're not doing this to save your soul. He says, if a snake is running after you and you want to save pekuach nefesh, it'll be mutter to do this type of a kishuf of chover to, with your kishuf, throw him away. But if he's not running after you, stam you want to use your koyach of kishuf to gather the snakes together, that's balav, even though you have good intentions. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, maishna de chifas koy mosel rabbonin hevi maisa v'yakimas vosel hevi maisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan understands that a shtachava, bowing down, that's called an action. The Rabbanan hold Yechayah for that. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds Megadiv, speaking out, cursing Hashem, for that you potter from Achatas according to Chachomim. That's not called an action. Why? Why is bowing down more of an action than moving your mouth? Omar Rav Rava says, Shani Megadiv, Hoyo V'yeshnu B'leiv. Say in Megadiv, true, it's a type of an action, you're moving your lips, but the main aver is in your lave that you mean to worship the Avodah Zarah, that you mean to curse Hashem, that you're cursing Hashem, that's the main aver. That you're Mekala, Rashi says, Toli Belev, Shemechavin Levorach Hashem, Shavim Levorach Hashem, Kolayim, Vein Belibai Kalpimala, if you don't really mean it to curse Hashem, you wouldn't be Chayiv Misa. Adika aver of Megadif is Belev, that he means it in his heart to curse Hashem. So that's why here it's not called an action. Moser observes, there he asks the question, is that true? It says over there, Yotsu Eidim Zemimin, shame.